guys. Welcome to our latest recap of Game of Thrones Season 4, Episode 9.
Yes.
And
very intense episode. Yeah. This is a guy on the cape, by the way. Hello.
The Watchers of the Wall. That's the Watchers on the Wall. That's
Watchers on the Wall, yeah. So, yeah, this is a crazy episode. So, luckily it was only one location, so we don't have to rebuild that.
No, right?
So,
but a lot went on.
A lot went on, yeah. So, this is our recap of this episode.
Alright, this is episode 37 of
Yes. Beyond the Gate. Episode 37.
I'm Mick.
And
I'm
Kitty.
And, yeah, there's so much that went on. I was a little nervous going into this episode, knowing that it was going to be another battle. An hour's worth of battle. Luckily, it wasn't. It took about 15 minutes before the real action got started.
And I thought it moved really quickly, for the most part.
And at least it wasn't just sword fight after sword fight. They mixed it up with, you know, what was happening at the top of the wall with the giants and the mammoth. And, you know, it was more, again, it was more than just using weapons, you know, a lot of them used their smarts to get them off the wall. I mean, it was a very well done episode.
Very well done, yeah.
There was a shot, I don't know, maybe halfway through where it was just like, it showed, it was like one continuous shot,
yeah.
Of the whole scene.
Very impressive, yeah, right. Very impressive.
It kind of reminded me of True Detective, that one episode, and that was absolutely incredible.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Right. But this scene was just more of an overview of what was going on, where everyone was situated, things like that. Very well done.
Very well done.
And we were talking, the thing that it kind of blows my mind is what goes into choreographing a fight scene like that. I mean...
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that probably took... weeks.
I'm sure that took weeks, exactly.
All
to choreograph that, yeah.
I don't know, I was happy that we were all, you know, we were at the wall for the whole episode, and...
Yeah, I think it's smart for them to do that, because it helps, like, you, that way you're not distracted by what else is going on, you know, like, you're involved, you're invested in what's happening at the wall, so, yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Alright, well, you want to start from the beginning, I guess?
I'll start at the beginning. Let's see here.
Well, it opens with John and Sam talking at the top of the wall. And it was kind of a, you know, they started the episode off so slow that I was like, oh my gosh, there's going to be an arrow that's going to come through during their conversation and kill Sam or something like that. But, you know, it's like, it's Game of Thrones. Well, like,
because you never know. I know exactly.
But we had this great scene between the two of them where poor Sam, a virgin Sam.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he thinks Gilly's dead. He thinks Gilly and her baby's dead. He's like, you know, so he feels bad about that. But then he also is asking John about, like, so, what's sex like?
Yeah.
You know? You know, I think we're all going to die tonight, so I'd really like to know.
Right. And poor John was not having it.
No.
Yeah.
He's yeah.
Like, I'm not a bleeding poet.
Yeah.
So it's hard for him to put kind of into words, but he does kind of give Sam sort of an idea of what it was like when he was with Ygritte. And yeah, so, you know, it starts off slow. You kind of, it does set up the episode where you know that there's going to be probably some conclusion with John.
Yeah, with John and Ygritte.
Basically, that's kind of what the whole episode is building towards, is them finally reuniting, in a way. Reuniting on the battlefield. So, obviously, we'll get to that in a bit. And then, of course, Sam comes down from the wall, and there's...
Yeah, Gilly.
Gilly.
Gilly, she made it to the wall. You know, obviously, she escaped from Molestown, and so she's, like, asking them to let her in, and... There was this guy at the gate and wouldn't open, but then Sam's like, open the fucking gate.
Right. He's like, I've never heard you use those words. He's like, well, you're going to hear me use them a lot more. She kind of skirted around the wildlings and the... Did you see her?
She kind of skirted around. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And you have to remember, you know, Ygritte spared her life, you know? Uh-huh. So she has a heart. She mm-hmm. has
yeah.
good in her.
Exactly. I think Ygritte's not as wild as some of the other wildlings are, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right, but she still definitely holds her own.
Yes, she does.
When
she really does.
When she's talking with the cannibal and, you know, she's basically telling them that Jon Snow is hers and
yes,
no one else.
Yes, do not touch Jon Snow. I'm going to kill him. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
But the leader of the cannibals, Styr?
Something,
S-T-Y-R.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's around camp. Basically readying all of her arrows, mm-hmm. she's sharpening them, she's getting them ready,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's kind of egging her on, and, you know, she goes right up to him, and he's a lot taller, I mean, he stands up.
Much taller than her, yes.
Bigger guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how she holds her own. She's not afraid of really
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. She's a badass, for sure, so, mm-hmm. yeah, she's not afraid. They had, also at that camp, they had one of those other cannibal guys who was warging into a owl to keep watch on or keep an eye on the on the wall, so I guess they know when the good moment is to strike or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting,
right?
Yeah,
he was watching closely.
Yes, he was.
So, you know, you have to, I mean, kind of goes back to Bronn or Bran or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bran.
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
what is he?
I know.
And how does he have those powers?
Yeah, exactly.
His parents were Ned and...
Yeah.
And Caitlin.
Maybe they have some wildling bug and...
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Well, that's and also question. He was... It didn't happen until he was pushed out the window by Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah,
that
that's true.
That probably mm-hmm. woke something inside of him.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hmm. Okay, back to Sam and Gilly. Sam says, he says something like, you know, from now on, it's okay. I'm going to be with you at all times. Like, I'm never going to leave you alone. So he can make sure she's okay. And then he goes and puts her down in the storage room, to make sure she's safe during the battle. Cause you know, she can't really defend herself with the baby. Mm-hmm. So, but then, you know, she wants him to stay, but he's like, I can't, you know, it's like, I have to go fight. That's what I'm here for. Like, I can't just mm-hmm. leave them. So, and it's just Sam being a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he locks her in. But the thing is, like, we were talking, it's like, he's like, I promise I'll be back, you know, whatever, and... It's like,
yeah, that's right. He says, yeah. That's what it was.
It's like foreshadowing. This is Game
She's
of Thrones.
She's like, please don't die. He's like, I promise I won't die. And then we're like, oh, ooh. Sam's going to die.
Yeah, Sam's going to die. Or she's going to die.
Or she's going to die.
Somebody's going to die. Because that's just the way it is on this show. But I guess it, you know, keeps all the viewers on their feet. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
And some of the
true.
Book readers don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I love that.
I like that, too.
Yes.
And that's how it should be, because, you know, you want to be surprised by a series, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it's nice when those sorts of things happen. I'm trying to think. So much happened, so if we jump around a lot, we might not go in chronological order.
Right.
I'm just trying to remember things, so... Apologize now.
Well, I mean, the war started, or the battle
started.
Well,
no, I mean, this is even before the battle began, I believe the, whoever the leader is of the crows.
Oh,
he was like, he was like, hey, John, you're right, maybe we should have flooded that tunnel.
Right.
You know? And so...
I still don't understand, like, even at that point, why didn't you at least start flooding the tunnel?
Well, I mean, it's going to take a while for it to freeze.
No, but still, like,
not, there wasn't just enough time to, I guess there wasn't enough time to flood it. I mean, really, at that point, there's no point, so, yeah. But,
wow.
But, I mean, this guy, And John was very, very cool about the whole thing. He's like, well, you know, either way, it was a hard decision. And the guy said something like, you know, I don't know, something about being a leader, you know, mm-hmm. so.
And he should have listened.
He should have listened, yeah.
He still doesn't like him.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
We got to see some giants.
We did. The giants were super cool.
Yeah.
Giants on giant woolly mammoths, too, which mm-hmm. was really cool. Yeah, oh. I agree. It was very cool. We skipped over the scene where Sam and the old guy were talking.
Oh, remember, yeah,
in
before,
the library?
Yeah, he went
that,
down there.
Yeah, that's before he found Gilly. Yeah.
And we found out he's a Targaryen.
Yeah, I think he mentioned that before.
Oh, he had?
Yeah, he had, briefly, I think he had mentioned... Mm. Maybe it was a couple seasons ago that he was Targaryen. Yeah, he's one
that
of
was
the,
a couple seasons. Yeah. You binge watched all those. I don't remember shit about season one.
Yeah,
season two.
He's still a Targaryen. So, but he renounced his name and everything. I don't remember the reason why he's on the wall or he's a member of the Night's Watch. But yeah, he's not really a Targaryen. He doesn't claim to be a Targaryen, is what I'm saying. So, mm-hmm. But I wonder if that's going to come into play later.
Right. Especially since they're bringing it up again.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's what I'm thinking. Like, because he's a Targaryen, I think that's going to come into play at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Because I don't think anybody knows that he is a Targaryen. Like,
right.
Yeah. So.
Sam does. So, yeah, maybe that will.
Yeah. But I'm doing it. I don't think anybody in King's Landing or anything knows about him or.
Right.
You know, maybe they think he's dead. Maybe they don't realize it's the wall or whatever. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the whole story he told about the one woman that he was in love with, too, I wonder if that's going to come into play, too.
Old Lady Martell.
That's what I was wondering.
That's
what I was trying to figure out. Yeah. She doesn't seem as old as he is.
Oh,
right?
She seems pretty old.
Well, she seems old, but not... He seemed, like, really old, though.
This is Game of Thrones where you can be 30 and you're going to bed
oh,
a
14-year-old
girl.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, maybe. That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe, yeah, but...
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something. Yeah, I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it was a nice scene. I liked that whole scene, but yeah, it just seemed like he was...
Why do you put that in?
Yeah. There was something there that I feel like there's probably more to that
mm-hmm.
that we might learn about later
and
on.
And that's the one thing with the show. They have so little time to
exactly.
dedicate to something. So if they actually make a point of it, you know, even
yeah.
a slow scene, you have to pay attention.
Yes.
Because it's like, okay, that's probably going to come
yeah,
up sooner.
Exactly.
Later.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to fit in any kind of detail they can,
mm-hmm.
you know? So yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's probably going to come to play, but
yeah.
It was a nice scene. And then after that's when he finds Gilly. Cause Sam was in the library reading about wildlings and what they do to their victims and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Poor Sam.
I know, poor Sam. Poor Sam. Let's see here. Oh, Mammoth Mounting. Yes. The mammoths were super cool. And the giants were super cool, too. I think they did a really good job. So maybe that's why we haven't seen a lot of the dragons this season.
Right, because they were so focused.
All that budget's been on this scene.
Which was a great scene.
It was a great
scene. Really
scene. It was really good. I mean, some of the... Just the battle sequences and things was really good. I really liked the giant archers. And the part where he shot that arrow, the one giant
Ooh.
Shot the arrow, that one guy flying, that was
right.
that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It was pretty cool. So, but the thing is, like, the wildlings attacked from all sides. They attacked from the north and from the south, went in the gate. And so, like, they were pretty much surrounded and pretty much, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Not in good spot. All right, and you know, after everything starts to hit the fan, so to say, that's what his name, Sir Alistair, who is the head guy.
Mm-hmm.
Alistair Thorne. Yeah, that's right.
And what you know, he was giving Jon Snow such a hard time, so you don't want to like him. But then,
yeah.
you can tell that he is a leader
because
yeah. he was like, "Shit's going on."
Yeah.
Down at the gate, let's go.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you, watch the wall. I'm going down to fight, you know, and that
mm-hmm.
really shows that he's a big leader, you know, so he's,
right.
yeah, so, it, yeah, exactly. You don't want to like him, but I did like him in this, yeah,
mm-hmm.
because it proved to himself, you know,
yeah.
that there's a reason he's running places, the place right now, so, And eventually, this guy, he gets in, you know, he starts fighting one of the other wildlings, the one with the beard.
Sort of a leader.
A leader, yeah. He's the
Thorman,
the, yeah.
Giant's Bane.
Giant's
Bane. That's
oh.
what they call it. That's what they call it. Right. These names.
These names. That doesn't even ring a bell to me, but whatever.
No. But, like, he is, like, he's fierce.
Fierce,
wildling.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's going around just, like, cutting people's heads off, he is
yeah.
winning.
Yeah, winning, yes.
And then, of course, you know,
Alistair. And he and Alistair fight, and he wounds Alistair. He doesn't kill him, though, so I think...
And Alistair falls over.
Yeah, Alistair falls over, and some other crows pull him away for safety, so I don't know exactly where they took him, mm-hmm. but, yeah. So, I mean, he fought, and... Yeah, I mean, this guy did a great job. He was rallying his troops, you know, mm-hmm. so, I don't know. Also, I just want to quickly say thank you to Entertainment Weekly for putting a recap together.
Yeah, and so quickly. It's so hard to take notes
so hard, I know.
During the show.
We both were just talking and thinking, oh god, we should have taken notes.
Yes, yeah, so we talked about this when we watched The Walking Dead, American Horror Story. There are commercials
yes.
where we can take a break, write some notes down.
Yep.
Game
yeah.
of Thrones, you can't
no.
you can't do it. I can't tweet. We would live tweet.
I know, I would live tweet, but I can't do
dead.
It. Yeah, I can't do it. I have to watch the show. I can't be distracted, so
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to take notes.
Yeah. The one thing that I really liked about this episode is that jerk at the wall, Janos
yeah.
Slint.
Slint?
Slint? I don't know.
The second in command.
Yeah.
Anyway,
ugh.
Yeah, he totally wussed out and was like...
Ran and hid.
Yeah, ran and hid, exactly.
He hid with the woman and the child.
Yep, ran and hid. Like,
hid with
like
Gilly.
A jerk. And so this is when Jon Snow really steps up to the plate and is like, you know, taking over and
mm-hmm.
commanding people and stuff. So Jon really proved himself as a leader.
Right, I mean, he's definitely the hero of the episode.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's Jon Snow, of course. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at one point, you know, he's telling, you know, he's directing the archers or whatever, but at one point he tells them to use whatever that giant pendulum thing on the wall where they knock down
oh,
all the ice.
Yeah.
It's like, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why didn't you do that sooner?
mm-hmm.
Like, why didn't you, well, I guess it's more effective if they're like halfway up the wall. And
right, well, yeah, because it wouldn't have
yeah.
been able to, where
yeah.
it wouldn't have reached to the bottom, and then you could see where they dropped those barrels full of, you know,
uh-huh.
whatever, and they lit it on fire. And so that was really good, where they
mm-hmm.
lit the mammoth on fire,
mm-hmm.
the giant
yeah, yeah, yeah.
killed a lot of the wildlings. And so that was really, really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. I agree.
But then, of course, you still, the biggest giant of them all.
Yes.
was like, oh, I can handle this gate by
yeah.
myself.
Yeah. Well, and that's when John, too, he sends five guys to go protect the gate. He says, don't let the gate fall.
Yeah,
so,
gate.
Yeah. So the five guys go down there to, you know, protect the gate, keep the giants from getting in. But that one giant is so pissed off that he does... lifts it up,
mm-hmm.
like breaks it a little bit, lifts it up, and gets inside the tunnel. So that's pretty terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
yeah. but those guys held the gate.
They did.
They held the gate.
They
so.
Did hold the gate. So we have, what's his name, hiding with Gilly.
Uh-huh.
The giant made it through. They held the gate. There was so much going on.
There was so much going on.
And,
yeah.
And the, oh, and then when Sam went up to get John to bring him down, he gave Sam the key.
Oh yeah, yeah,
to let
yeah.
Ghost out.
Yeah, to go get Ghost. Yeah, he let Ghost out, and Ghost went and ripped some throats out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, if I see this,
yeah. I'm
Ghost
really
die,
glad they didn't kill Ghost because
right.
I've been real upset.
Right. I know. I don't. Ugh. I'm so desensitized to most of the killings.
I know.
On the show that...
People die, eh, but
right.
you killed dog.
Oh,
super
my
upset.
God. They killed that horse in the first season.
I know.
Season. I was like, ugh. And that was the mountain.
Yeah, that was the mountain when he cut the horse's head off. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's all right. He's dying.
That's right, he is dying. You're right. I know.
Too bad.
So
sad.
And then at one point, I mean, John goes down to fight, down in the yard or whatever. I don't know what it is, but you know, that one part. And so he kills that one, the one bad, wildling, the,
oh guy. Yeah.
His name is Stir, S-T-Y-R. I don't know how you say that name. But,
yeah, he really let him have it.
Yeah, they fought for a while, and one point you're a little worried because John is a sword, and you're like, but then John grabs a hammer and just totally smashes that guy's head in. Yeah. So it was a pretty epic death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of gruesome parts in this. Of course, there would be in a
but nothing like last
no,
week.
No, compared to last week, no, Ober. Nothing will ever be as bad as Oberyn's death.
That was real bad.
But still, they had some. There was one quick shot too, where someone just like sliced some guy's head clean off. Just
right
off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little crazy, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, then there was Sam who was up there trying to shoot arrows with that one guy. His name nice guy who was super afraid to die,
and he never shot.
Yeah, he didn't know how to fight. He never shot
before,
yeah.
And he.
His name is Pip.
Pip.
Yeah.
I knew Pip was probably not going to make it through that episode.
Probably not. Yeah. But Sam was really encouraging him. He's like, just keep going, keep doing it. And then, you know, Pip kills one guy.
I mean, he did it. And he was like, I can do this.
But then
Egret
kills him.
Right.
Arrow through the neck. Mm-hmm. Really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad.
Yeah, she was just peeling him off.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she runs out of arrows,
uh-huh.
And then she comes down, and she's, like, pulling arrows from other, you know, other bodies that she'd hit, and she's watching the whole Jon Snow fight with, the last part of the fight with the big guy.
Yeah.
And so we know that it's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes, the showdown. So
there.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, then... he kills the guy,
yeah.
And then he turns around, and of course there she is, and
she has an arrow pointed at him,
right at
but
him,
but she doesn't pull it. Yeah,
right. And John smiled, sort of.
I know.
Oh, you know, like here you are killing everyone that I know,
right?
And then,
it's a senior.
Mm-hmm. So do you think she was going to pull it?
No, I don't think she was.
Really?
I think she's really torn. I think she still loves him. I think she's really pissed off what happened, but I still think that she loves him enough that she wouldn't kill him.
Mm.
I really didn't think she would. No.
But in the midst of a battle, and like...
No.
What, really... was she going to join his side?
No. I just don't think she would have killed him. I really don't think she would have.
Well, I know he definitely wouldn't have killed her.
No, he definitely would have not. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think she would have killed him. That's just me, though. That's just me.
I don't know. But of course, we're never going to know.
Yeah, that's true. We're never going to know because
the little boy
who's been manning the elevator or whatever shoots Egret, kills her.
And she killed his...
Yeah, and I didn't realize, so I was reading the recap here, that little boy is the boy from the village that the wildlings mm-hmm. attacked that one time. And they're the ones, he's the boy they sent to Castle Black to relay the message. So, yeah, I didn't realize that. Because
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, I was like, where did this boy come from?
Right. Well, and what's interesting is in the books, it was just another Night's Watchman who shot her. But I think so much.
Oh, no, that's much better. Yeah.
Much better.
Because they all slaughtered his family and
right.
his entire village. So, yeah. Yeah. It's good for the boy. But the look he gave John, too, was like, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but of course, John was.
And he's kind of like, John's a mentor to that little boy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But now John will always know that he killed, you know, the love of his life.
Uh-huh.
But she was on the wrong side.
I know. Well, you know, it's going to happen.
I really like the character, but I really...
Yeah.
It didn't really affect me.
Yeah, exactly.
It did,
yeah.
But it didn't.
I sort of figured she was probably going to die, given Game of Thrones track record. You know, so I kind of figured that was going to happen. Yeah, I did like her character, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really sad when, you know, he ran over and...
Well, I thought what was going to happen was the wolf was going to get her.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. Oh, my.
That would have been better.
That would have been a lot better, I think. I mean, right?
Yeah, no, it would have been very good. I agree. Yeah.
Because the wolf senses, you know, danger mm-hmm. and stuff. But then again, if she wasn't going to shoot him, he wouldn't have sensed the danger.
Yeah. I don't think she'd... Yeah. I just don't... I don't think she would have shot him. I really don't.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, when she's dying in John's arms, she's like, oh, we should have stayed in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff. So, it was a sweet moment.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, and the way it ended was, you know, nothing Jon Snow.
Yeah, you know nothing Jon Snow, so, you know.
That was great. That was a great way to kind of wrap that up.
Yeah, and, I agree.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, and then they do, I mean, eventually the Wildlings retreat for the night. So, I mean, they won that battle. The Crows won that battle, but, you know. They know they're coming back a second time, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah, so...
And, of course, Jon Snow thinks he knows what he can do.
Uh-huh.
That he has to go there and...
Mance Rayder. Yeah. He's going to go find Leader of the Wildlings and kill him. So he walks...
That's
he leaves.
Not really going to do anything.
Well, he said... Well, he's funny. He's like, if I kill their leader, like, they'll just go back to their old ways and be by themselves. Like, they're not going to be organized like they are now.
Right.
And so that's his thought process behind that. So, John leaves the wall to go find the leader of the Wildlings to go kill him. So, yeah. I don't know.
And then it ends in white. A fade to white.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. And the music was really...
Yeah, the music was really good. I think they do a really good job of...
Sometimes music, sometimes
yeah, exactly.
not. Sometimes,
they,
you know.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job with that. It really sets the mood, you know, when you're coming off a certain kind of episode, so.
Right.
Yeah. Very intense episode, very good. I was reading Twitter and a lot of people were saying that it's not as good as the Battle of Blackwater at King's Landing in season two.
Yeah.
And that was a good battle, too. But, I mean, I liked this. I thought it was super intense and.
Yeah.
Really
it was
well
better
done.
Than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Good. Like
really
I said,
well
I
done.
Was like, ugh, this is all sword fighting and shit. I don't. How boring. But it wasn't. It was good.
It was really good.
And it still reminds me of Lord of the Rings, which I love. You know, like, I like that it does because it's like, you can. I mean, it has a fantasy
aspect. That's what I like. It does have a little bit of a fantasy aspect, but it's also not as, I don't know, super fantasy stuff like Lord of the Rings. I don't care for it, but this is. Maybe it's just because it's darker. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
I think we're about to get to the super fantasy that maybe you don't like.
I'm okay with that. I mean, it depends. Like, I like the fantasy in this series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
It's a good mix.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't explain.
Well, who knows what the last two books look like, because George R.R.
exactly.
Martin, it's taken him two decades to finish his story. Which I think the pressure has to be on him because I feel like the writers of this show are better than he is. I'm sorry, like the kid thing, that's not
a
fucking book.
Yeah, that's really good.
It kind of blows my mind, the stuff that's not in the book.
Yeah.
It's so much better than what was in the book.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel, as long as they know how the show ends and let them figure it out, go for it. Because I'm never going to read those stupid books. So that's great. I don't know.
Maybe you should listen to the audiobooks.
I wonder, are there?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I know there are. I've heard people talk about them.
He's not married.
I don't think it's him, no.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's him.
But again, we've talked about this. I can't read those books because I can't do the chapter by chapter.
Uh-huh.
One chapter is a point of view of one character, and then you don't get to that the rest of that story until 10 chapters late.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do the skipping around thing.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah.
But. I really like how HBO has done the show.
I think so. I like it too. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. So I haven't read the books, but you know what? Whatever. I like the series. So
yeah, I do too.
Like it as for what it is. So
yeah.
The one
really cool thing I want to mention that, and I was reading where the actress who plays Ygritte said somebody asked her, one of the reporters had asked her, you know, did she get anything from the set? And she said that they gave her
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice memento,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting to play a character like that and then getting to keep your bow and arrow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm sure there were several of them. So
oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But that's
yeah,
really,
that's
really
cool.
So anyway, it looks like, I mean, next episode, season finale. I think it's already over.
I know. It just started. I know.
So fast.
And, I mean, it looks like, you know, next episode, I mean, it's going to be jam-packed, and it's, I think, jam-packed. A lot of so things much. Are going to happen. Some big things are going to happen, so.
Right.
As far as I can tell, so.
I think I know how the season's going to end.
Yeah, you think so?
I think I know the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with someone from the past.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Showing their mm-hmm. face.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Yes. I wonder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think that's really the only way you can. I think that's really the only way you can
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the very, very last scene. But
it'll be there. Yeah, I think there's going to be some big things happening in this last episode. So,
right.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. But yeah, it looks like we have every location. I think we saw every location in the preview.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. We did see every. Yeah, even like Bran and those other kids up
yeah.
north.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they're finally going to.
Yeah, finally. Please, let's wrap that up, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they get to where they're supposed to be. We saw that in the
yeah, I know. I wonder what's going to happen. That's what I want to know. Finally, mm-hmm. We're going to find out what the hell's going on with Bran. So
yeah.
Which,
again, that probably would be. I think because it's going to be so packed, you're only going to get.
I know.
One scene.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be, It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
It's going to be jam-packed, so.
Yeah.
And we will take notes next week.
Yes,
try
we
to
will.
Take notes.
We will. And there's going to be dragons.
Yeah, I know, dragons. Yay!
Yeah.
Finally, dragons.
Dragons, and it looks like, you know, Cersei, Tywin.
Uh-huh. We saw Jaime and Cersei kissing. Gross.
Yeah, getting it on.
Mm-hmm. Tyrion. We saw Dany.
Arya. The only one we didn't see, Sansa.
Yeah, we didn't see Sansa, you're right.
Which you probably, I mean...
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, because I feel like that's sort of...
She's completely...
Yeah.
I mean, she is a
yeah.
new
so,
character, basically.
Yeah, maybe they won't touch on Sansa
yeah.
in the finale, you know, since that whole thing's kind of mm. wrapped up that one, at least, you know, for now, so...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, so it'll be good. It'll be very good. So, guys, we want to know what you think of this episode and also what you think of the what we're going to see in the finale.
Yes.
How do you think that the show is going to end its fourth season?
I know, yeah. So please email us at agallandagay@gmail.com or Facebook us, agallandagay, or tweet us, agallandagay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we would love to hear what you think, and tell us what your predictions are and whatnot. Tell us what you thought about this episode, too, because,
mm-hmm. Yeah, what was your favorite part?
Most of the, I mean, I was reading on Twitter, and most people were pretty cool with, like, liked it a lot, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there were some people who were bored by it, but obviously those people are not fans of the show,
right.
Like, diehard fans, so.
I mean, this season has been solid.
I think so, too. I think it really has been. A lot of really big things have happened in this
mm-hmm.
season, so... I can only imagine it's going to end on a big note, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
That's it. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
It stopped.
Oh, what the hell? What does that mean? When did it stop? Oh.